This is The Stash, and you're listening to the Business Bottom Line Podcast, coming to you from the Jewel City of the Mountains, Greenville, Tennessee. We're in the foothills of the Smokies, talking business with people just like you who are responsible for the bottom line, sharing business tips to inspire, inform, and improve, and turn your bottom line from red to black.
Good afternoon. This is the Business Bottom Line Podcast, and we got a special guest on today, Mr. Mike Tamer, hailing from the great city of Knoxville, Tennessee. And Mike is with Colonial Life Insurance Company, and we're going to get acquainted and hear a little bit about what he does and how it's going to be helpful to you. So, hello, Mike.
Hey, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great, It's supposed to rain, and it hasn't yet, so I hope it's down your way and not here.
Well, we got a little bit this morning, but that was about it.
Okay. Well, give us a little thumbnail about who Mike Tamer is and just a little bit of how you got to where you are today, if you will.
Okay. I am from great city of Middlesboro, Kentucky, which is, of course, just right across the mountains from us. And been in the insurance business for 30-plus years, I'm telling my age, and been with Colonial Life for 28 of those 30 years. So started out with Colonial and out in the field as an enroller, and then I started opening groups, which is going out calling on businesses. And then I don't know if it was a promotion or a demotion, taking a management position, but I've been doing the management position for 23 years now. So,
okay,
I guess that's where I'm here to stay.
In that role, the buck stops with you then. That's the difference.
That's correct. Exactly.
So when I get in hot water, I just call Mike and he takes over and gets it done.
Well, and if I can't rescue you, I'll find somebody that can, that's for sure.
Right. Absolutely. Well, tell us a little thumbnail of Colonial Life so we know who they are. And by that part, kind of the things that you provide.
Okay, Colonial Life has been in business since 1938. We are the company that first started going to employers to talk with them about how we can help employees protect their families, protect their income, protect their assets by going to the workplace and talking to them, because a lot of employees are somewhat reluctant to go to agents or go on the internet, whatever the case may be. And in 1995, Colonial was bought by Unum Corporation out of Chattanooga, who is the largest writer of executive benefits in the country. So we've been under their wing now, but we are a wholly owned subsidiary. And as I've told you, Bill, and other clients, Unum comes to Columbia, South Carolina, our home office, to pick up a check every month, and then they're gone. So, but that's who Colonial is. We offer different benefits to the employee at the workplace.
All right. Well, that we wanted to understand who you are and who Colonial is, and talk about why in the world would an employer, you know, want to deal with Colonial Life, or what benefit from the employer side? Because our podcast is oriented toward small business employers. And so from your perspective, what benefit is it to the employer to have a Colonial Life plan in place?
Well, it's a win-win situation for the employer as well as the employee due to tax savings and pre-tax benefits. And also there are other services that Colonial offers to the employer, such as health savings account, flexible spending accounts, services such as that help the employer provide additional or more benefits to their employees so that it doesn't cost the company anything. So those are some of the other services that we can offer.
What parts of the plan can be used in the pre-tax? Because I know not everything you want to set up as pre-tax, but what things can be set up as pre-tax for the cafeteria plant, Mike?
The major ones are, of course, health insurance, dental, vision are the three major ones as far as core benefits go. And those are benefits, of course, that the employer can offer his or her employees. The Colonial benefits are disability, accident plan, cancer plan, additional life insurance. Now, as far as the pre-taxable benefits for Colonial, we don't pre-tax disability because at the time of the claim, Uncle Sam is going to say they want their 7.65. And at the same time, they're going to come to the employer and say, hey, we want the 7.65. So that's one of the reasons we don't pre-tax the disability, because the Section 125 of the IRS code says that could be a taxable benefit.
Right.
We take it as it is a pre-taxable benefit. Cancer plan, accident plan, our medical bridge plan are pre-taxable benefits because they are looked upon as medical benefits. So that's why they can be pre-taxed.
It's not important for the employer to know all those nuances because that's part of the expertise you bring to the table along with us to help sort that out so they don't have to worry about those details.
Exactly. And we let employers know that we are a part of Tash and Associates, that they can call us, and that we work with you guys very closely to accommodate the employer as well as the employee so that our service is beyond compare. So that I have a full-time person in my office. All they do is handle questions from employers and employees, because employers are making whatever product it is they make. And you and I, or Tash and Associates and Colonial, handle their insurance issues. So that's another win-win situation for the employer.
Right. And what we provide through Colonial and you is pretty, it's a turnkey situation, isn't it? I mean, the employer doesn't have to worry about all the details of setting up a plan and who gets what and who does what, because you really provide all of that as a turnkey service.
Yes, that's correct. That is exactly right.
So once someone decides they want to have these benefits for their people, then they do a simple application form, and then you take care of everything else through us.
That's correct. Exactly.
Right. So really all they have to do is set up a payroll deduction for whatever the employee wants to buy.
Right. And another good thing is about the way we go to market along with Tash and Associates is we educate the employees on the policies, and we can help when we sit down for the enrollment. We can educate them on the health insurance, dental insurance, vision, whatever the case may be. And it makes it more of a retention type situation for the employer, that we let the employee know that, hey, this is what the employer, your boss, your company is spending on you for to have the health insurance and dental and vision. And invariably that employee looks and said, I didn't know they were doing that for us. That's another service that Colonial offers through Tash and Associates, so that when the employee understands it, they go, well, wait a minute, I'm going to stay here instead of going down the street for 50 cents more an hour, dollar more an hour, whatever the case may be. So that's another service that we provide to the employer and employee.
Yes, always making sure that the employer gets the credit for the benefit that the employee is getting by participating in the plan. And it's flexible. There's open enrollments that come, so employees can change or upgrade or modify what they're participating in, right?
That's correct. And a lot of times we talk to employees that say, well, my wife makes all those decisions, or my significant other, whatever the case may be. If it's agreeable with the employer, we readily tell them, well, bring your wife to the enrollment and we can explain it to her as well, or your significant other, and we can educate them on the policies that the employee has.
And that's a great benefit. It adds to peace of mind and reduces conflict at home, which is always good.
Well, exactly. And the employee's significant other says, you don't need to go to work anywhere else with these benefits, because now you have this coverage, you have this coverage. And like you said, it's peace of mind.
And that turns into retention, coming back to the employer and why should they be doing it, turns into retention. And if you don't have to run any size business very long to know that it's costly when you have to train new people. So if you can keep the ones you have, your bottom line is definitely affected by that.
Exactly. And on the retention side of things, when you talk to employees about their health insurance, once again, they say, I didn't know they were paying that much. And a lot of people don't know that. I think the figure is 75% of personal bankruptcies in the United States are due to medical emergencies, medical bills, things of that nature. So when the employee understands that, then once again, that's where the retention comes in for the employer, that they keep these employees.
Right. It eliminates a lot of financial uncertainty when disasters come that are out of our control, because we all want to be healthy and take care of ourselves as best we can. But sometimes things happen that we just can't control. And that's what these benefits do, is they step into that gap and reduce that financial stress.
Well, exactly. And what we find, too, is a lot of employers tell us, well, I don't know how many of my people are participate. Well, we'll take care of that. And a lot of employers say, I never realized that we would get that kind of participation, because employees don't always tell employers what's going on in their life. And And they don't want to tell their employers, because their employers will say, well, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here with you and this and that. And
so that does become a confidential discussion.
Yes, exactly.
With that individual. And that's important. That's important.
Exactly. So it's,
well, now
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to shift a little bit and say, people listening to the conversation and thinking about this may be thinking, well, I'm not big enough to offer benefits for my people. I'm just a small business. I've only got 5 or 10 people working for me. So what size companies does the voluntary benefits plan fit?
We can fit any company size from 3 people up to 30,000, 40,000 employees. Down to 3 and just as large as there are in the country. And I still cannot get over the fact of how large size companies and municipalities there are out there. I think I read somewhere where Los Angeles County has like 125,000 employees, which that just gives you the scope of how big a company is that we can do and communicate benefits to.
So your plan can be tailored to whatever size the company is. There's really no holds barred with a minimum of 3.
That's correct. And we do groups from underground coal mines to doctor's offices. There's a few moral type situations that Colonial will not do. And I don't, okay. I won't bring these up. I think everyone can just imagine what those are. But most companies, we can get, find a way to help them and their employees.
Yes. And I know from the variety of approaches, but people would be interested to know, what are the different ways that a person can enroll once the employer says, I want to provide this? They don't have to be sitting in a conference room or a meeting room, although that is probably the best way to do it. Face-to-face helps understanding. But what other ways can people enroll in today's world?
We can do co-browsing. We can do call center enrollments, which we do a lot of. We can do telephonic. We do a ton of trucking companies because their drivers are on the road. And of course, we don't like to talk to them when they're driving down the road, but if a company is out of Greenville and they've got a truck driver out in, I don't know, California, and he stopped, and we can talk with him and get him set up to protect he and his family. So There are a multitude of ways that we can enroll companies. And a lot of companies, it's a mixture of telephonic, face-to-face, co-browsing. We can find a way, and our home office is great at coming up with the technology to get that accomplished.
Okay. All right. And that brings up one other question I want to answer is, okay, I've got an accident plan, and my kid fell off the swing and broke their leg. How am I going to file that claim? Is that really complicated?
It is not. There's actually three different ways they can do it. They can fill in a paper form, fax it in, which we're seeing less and less of that. They can go online to the policy holder portal and fill out the claim form and send that information in. Or they can call my office and we can help them through those different ways to file a claim, because a lot of employees want to know, hey, do I have to get a doctor to fill this information out? Mm-hmm. Do I have to get my employer to fill this information out? So we can help them along with that. But filing the claim online is getting to be the biggest way employees do it, because quite frankly, it's faster and it gets them their money faster. And they know that if there's an issue, they can call my office.
That's good. So it's easy from start to finish, whether you're the employer or the employee, you're going to take care of it. And that really opens it up for almost any business to participate and become bigger in the employees' eyes, because they're providing benefits are very important. Very important.
And Colonial is always advancing in the technology side of things. And we've come out with a BIN admin system that is like a lot of the BIN admin systems that are out there. But a lot of companies, small employers, cannot afford BIN admin system. We can provide that to them at no charge, which is a huge, huge benefit for employers in keeping track of reports, payroll, just any number of different things. And the Colonial Home Office assigns a person to that employer to help them go through GATHER, and that GATHER is GATHR, which is human resources. So what that does, that just helps the employer be more efficient without doing a lot of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And we can
everybody votes for that.
Exactly. And we can set up a demonstration for the employer, the HR department, whoever the case may be, so they can make their own decisions, because there'll be certain things in Gather that they do, and there are certain things in there that they don't do because they don't have a need for it like a larger company might.
Right.
But it's a good benefit for them.
Yeah, that is so good to know. Well, this has been very informative. It always helps me remember key pieces of the program that we provide through Colonial. And so we always try to wrap up with what is your, from your perspective, a good business bottom line tip that helps businesses who are either just starting or who've been in business for a long time improve the bottom line? What would you tell us?
I would say be sure that you have a pre-tax plan set up. Be sure that you're in compliance with that pre-tax plan. And encourage your employees to understand what you as an employer are doing for them. And once again, Colonial can help you do that, because the cost of hiring someone, training someone, a lot of businesses don't put a pencil to it, but that's an expensive proposition to get them up, get them running, get them going, knowing what they're doing. The bottom line is saving that money on the pre-tax plan and saving money on the retention of your employees.
That's a good tip, and I think everybody can appreciate that and make some decisions accordingly. Well, Mike, we thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us and hopefully help some other people make good decisions about employee benefits. And we appreciate the relationship between you personally and Colonial Life that helps us take care of our clients in the best manner possible. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it, and I enjoyed the conversation.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care. Have a great day.
Well, that's a wrap for today's Business Bottom Line podcast. Take that tip and make your bottom line turn from red to black. Next week, we'll talk with another special guest, and we'll see you right here next time in the Jewel City of the Mountains, Greenville, Tennessee. This is The Stash saying we're here to inspire, inform, and improve your bottom line so you can grow, grow, grow.